안녕하십니까?
봉주로.
살롬.
Hello.
그냥 chào quý vị.
Bienvenidos, magníficos telespectadores. Hoy en Supreme Master Television estamos celebrando el tercer aniversario del canal con la segunda parte de un programa especial, honrando las artes, la cultura, la ciencia y la compasión.
Il y a trois ans, la vision du maître suprême Qinghai d'une chaîne de télévision constructive donnait naissance à Supreme Master Television et sa grande variété de programmes.
Supreme Master Television features the world's religions, cultural traditions, creative artists, and altruistic people making the world a better place.
And 인류의 선행과 아름다움을 보여주는 것 이상의 노력을 기울여왔습니다.
우리는 여러분과 여러분의 소중한 가족의
건강을 지키기 위한 유용한 정보를 전해드린 것 동시에 지구 온난화 방지라는 긴급한 사안에 대하여 최신의 과학적 자료와 최고의 해결책을 제공해드리고자 합니다.
Chúng tôi tập hợp một số chương trình nổi bật trong thời gian qua, bao gồm việc phỏng vấn các chuyên gia nổi tiếng, nhà văn, nhà nghiên cứu, nhân vật quan trọng, vân vân. Họ bình phẩm về tình trạng của nhân loại hiện nay và những khả năng có thể xảy ra cho chúng ta.
ما اکنون از شما دعوت میکنیم تا برخی از لحظات بیادماندنی سوپریم ماستر تلویزیون را با ما مشاهده کنید.
It's beautiful because we've entered into a time of real unity in our planet now where people are getting together to share their different skills and everyone's adding a really beautiful layer, you know, to a transformation on the planet.
Some say our beautiful planet is evolving as more people awaken to the love, compassion and noble ways of living. Spiritual-minded authors, filmmakers and scientists share their thoughts on the current point of our Earth's history, when crisis gives rise to an opportunity for humanity's development.
I believe that there are people who have decided to be born during this period of time, who do want a legacy of beauty and love and help the planet evolve consciously. I do know that there are enough people on the planet today who do want to see our species in a different way, who do want to work towards a world in which we have ended wars, in which we've ended our aggression towards each other, that I am very hopeful and will always be hopeful for the rest of my life that we are in the process of evolving. And that evolution will be positive.
The purpose of life is to know and to understand your true identity, to embrace the Lord God of your being, to allow the essence that we call divinity to flow through you as you, and to touch everyone in your life with that essence and with that energy, that they might also know who they really are. Thus, to change the world, to wake up the human species, and to give ourselves an opportunity to understand at last experientially who we really are. In this lies the healing of the world, and nothing less will do.
佩林有一天突然跟我说, 我以前当过狗。
在我母亲尚未来到地球之前, 她需要找到适当的人, 来当他的小孩，以便完成他的考试项目。答应了，他很高兴。
当下就先去当狗了，因为狗的寿命刚好是母亲长大成年所需要的时间。有一次，我看到天使们在排队，准备出生为各种不同高雅美丽的小狗。那时我也想当狗，就去排队了。好想当哦。
好啊，先让你。
我希望人类和动物和平相处，我希望人类都吃素。
We all wish for a harmonious world, one where children can grow up safehealthy and happy in. Based on Supreme Master Qinghai's encouragement of healthful living and high thinking, Supreme Master Television has continually informed viewers of the harms of the four major hindrances to our well-being. 1. Meat. 2. Alcohol. 3. Drugs. And 4. Tobacco. And highlights the benefits of living free from the shackles of these deadly substances.
He began to get some
chest pain. Dr. Crow was having a heart attack. Three days later, it all stabilized. I said, you know, you really got to consider going plant-based. We've got over 10 years of data.
Wow.
And he said, well, they really couldn't do anything else for me. I'll give it a try. But he said, I just am not going to take any of those cholesterol-lowering drugs because I'm worried that they might have some side effects.
Yeah.
Well, for the next 30 months,he was the absolute personification of commitment to the plant-based diet. And his total cholesterol went from 156 to 89.
Wow.
And he got up and gave me a bit of a hug and he said, hey, I'm cured. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, tell me about it. He said, yeah, you cured me. I said, I did nothing. I'm a cheerleader. You did this.
So、
you have to remember,
all he did was just change his diet to a plant-based diet.
That's exactly right.
To me, the whole purpose of our lives is to grow and evolve. And that means to become our best selves, moving through the obstacles, whether it's in our relationships or in our work or in the way we eat andoversee our health. The last two books, Quantum Wellness and the Quantum Wellness Cleanse, are all about shifting the way that we eat to eat more consciously so that we are aware of how the food gets to our plate, what the process was for the food to become our meal, and then to choose consciously if that serves us at our highest level.
Cuando yo voy corriendo, es una alegría que gracias a papá Dios y al deporte he podido salir. O sea, esa es la mejor medicina, papá Dios y algún deporte, el estudio, algo recreativo.
The final step in my search for freedom came when I discovered the Kuan Yin method of meditation. I realized that lasting happiness comes from within yourself, not from drugs.I found this true happiness through the grace of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Don't do drugs. Be healthy. Be strong so your body can last long. Work out!
As a former smoker and as a grandson of R.J. Reynolds, founder of the tobacco company, I'm doing everything I can to help people stop smoking. It's important to me.
One day...There will be a society when parents are around longer for their children, when young people are there, not smoking, and smoking will be no more.
New and beneficial inventions are coming to the fore to green the world, help the less fortunate, and pave the way to a cleaner, sustainable, exciting future. We call them Golden Age Technologies.
These buildings could never be anything but beautiful, no matter how you built them. Anything that's built with natural elements are always beautiful.
It's environmentally friendly. It's the right thing to do. For our employees, they're using a cleaning solution that is toxic-free. They breathe better. They say their hands are much softer and cleaner. And of course, for our guests, you know, they're checking into a room that's completely 100% toxic-free.
우리 세상을 더욱 푸르고 보다 나은 곳으로 만들어줄 우리가 이미 가진 많은 흥미로운 새 발명들 중에서 단지 몇 가지 사례를 지금 막 보셨습니다.
They sure make one feel that a golden age is really beginning.
Et comme nous avons pu le voir, de plus en plus de chercheurs confirment qu'un mode de vie végé est non seulement meilleur pour notre bien-être, mais aussi pour notre environnement.
گیاهخوار بودن همچنین مهربان‌ترین شیوه زندگی برای تمام موجودات و نیز ضروری ترین برای نجات سیاره ما است.
Khi trở lại, chúng ta sẽ theo dõi những gì các khoa học gia và chuyên gia quan tâm ngày nay nói với chúng ta.
Por favor, sigan con nosotros en Supreme Master Television. Enseguida regresamos con el programa especial por nuestro tercer aniversario.
Eu sou o Dr. Eric Slivich, sou médico, especialista em nutrologia da cidade de São Paulo. Sou especialista em nutrição vegetariana. Parabéns pela iniciativa do programa, em trazer tantas informações a respeito de saúde, de meio ambiente, de cuidado com os animais, e que vocês continuem nessa mesma linha que tem trazido muito benefício para muita gente. Seja vegetariano, seja ecológico, salve o planeta.
Felicitamos a este canal Supreme Master Television por la labor que está haciendo no solo aquí en Costa Rica sino a nivel mundial y que sigan adelante y es un atento apoyo y colaboración que le están dando a la humanidad en beneficio de que los ciudadanos tengan una protección de un mejor ambiente y un mejor nivel de vida.
Les émissions qui me passionnent, qui me paraissent indispensables, qui me paraissent vitales, sont les émissions qui traitent de science, qui font comprendre le monde, qui traitent également l'écologie, qui montrent la beauté des choses, qui montrent la beauté des plantes, la beauté des animaux, et qui mettent le doigt sur les problèmes que nous devons maintenant, de façon impérative, résoudre dans les années qui viennent. Il n'y a plus de temps à perdre. Et je souhaite bon anniversaire et de nombreux anniversaires à la chaîne de télévision Supreme Master TV.
Bisa lebih maju, lebih kreatif lagi.
bienvenue pour la dernière partie de notre émission spéciale 3e anniversaire de Supreme Master Television en l'honneur des arts, de la culture, de la science et de la compassion.
우리 지구는 사람과 동물 가족들, 식물들, 그리고 다른 존재들 이 모두의 집으로 불리워지는 놀라운 장소입니다. 또한 태양계와 우주 역시 우리가 찾아서 알아나갈 멋진 공간이지요.
아지스 شناسان گرفته تا ستاره شناسان و دانشمندان فیزیک کوانتوم محققان معتبر در سوپریم ماستر تلویزیون اطلاعات جدیدی را در مورد اسرار دنیای اطراف ما و ارتباط بین علم و معنویت ارائه کردند.
Họ cho chúng ta thấy rằng có nhiều hơn là những gì chúng ta nhìn thấy và ảnh hưởng đến đời sống hơn là chúng ta có thể biết.
To the world scientists, we're grateful for your work to expand humanity's collective understanding.
Especialmente en este tiempo de crisis en nuestro planeta, somos afortunados de tener expertos en medio ambiente valientes y dignos de confianza, quienes junto con líderes de gobierno admirables han expresado abiertamente los desafíos que enfrenta nuestro planeta y la manera de solucionarlos.
Les informations vitales qu'ils ont révélées ont aussi été diffusées sur Supreme Master Television. C'est ce que nous allons voir à présent.
愛感謝という結晶写真ですよね。暗闇の中からこんなに綺麗なものが浮かび上がってくるんです。光エネルギーです。だから我々の意識が水に対して本当に和した時に、ハーモニーナイズした時に、水は我々にエネルギーを見せてくれます。自己愛、自分を愛すこと、祈りの 形が たくさん出ました。自分の中の神に感謝しているんでしょう。
Could there ever have been animal life on Venus? I would say the answer is yes. We really don't know how far life could have gotten on Venus before the climate changed from its more moderate past to the extreme climate we see today that would make our kind of life impossible.
Instead of fighting and competing to survive against each other, we recognize that we're all in this together as one living system, that humanity is an organism made out of us. We're the cells in a giant organism, and the organism is changing because it's beginning to recognize its unity as an organism that covers the entire world.
And I want people to begin to ask, what difference does it make to the way I live my life and my understanding of what happens to me after I die? And we have the great good fortune to be living in a time where we have more information with which to deal with these eternal questions of our origins and our destiny than people have ever had before. So this ought to make us, I think, quite bold and courageous in how we approach these old questions and who we are, and how we're related not just to one another as human beings, but to every other life form on Earth.
I'm particularly concerned about problems with irreversibilities, like loss of species. Once they're gone, they're gone. Or the Greenland or the West Antarctic ice sheet. Once they're gone, they're not gone forever, but they're gone for thousands of years, which is essentially forever on a civilization timescale. Sea levels rising many meters, completely redoing the coastlines and eliminating the coastal cities, and the majority of the world population having to move. These are not good things.
Este ano é um ano decisivo para salvar o planeta. E pelo estágio atual
crítico do sistema climático do planeta, a gente lançou esse slogan, salvar o planeta é agora ou agora, porque os países e nossa geração têm o dever de salvar o planeta agora.
If you think that methane packs 72 times the punch of CO2 over a 20-year period, pretty easy to work out that our cattle and sheep industry actually contributes more to global warming than our coal-fired power stations over that period. So that's a vastly underappreciated fact.
On a personal basis, perhaps the most important thing you can do is change your diet to a more vegetarian diet, because that is a major contributor to not only carbon dioxide, but also methane and other greenhouse gases.
I think the government here can also come in, making it very expensive to eat meat, for example. Put on, add taxes on meat and so on. I will not be popular among the cattle raisers when I say this, but I think meat eating is a senseless thing. The people have to be given stronger incentives to shift towards a vegetarian lifestyle.
Their conclusion now is that the contribution of livestock production to global warming is more than 60%. It's not the 18% which was first suggested 3 or 4 years ago. It's not even the 50-some percent suggested a short while ago. I find this estimate to be staggering. And obviously it's not known by almost anyone. It's been accepted for publication in a professional journal. It's going to appear in October.
This is the scary scenario that most virologists are extremely concerned about. A pig and a bird will infect a pig, both with flu viruses. In the pig, then the flu viruses can recombine, and that pig then can have a novel virus that will spread human to human. It's not just likely, it's extremely probable that pandemic flu will go human to human in the next 10 years. This is the biggest threat to biosecurity of nations throughout the entire world.
We need a policy to encourage people to eat less meat.
Don't eat the planet.
Save the human.
It's been really nice spending a little time with you talking about organic farming. But you don't have to have a farm to do organic plants. You can plant tomatoes in pots on your balcony. You can put potatoes in them. You can have these shelf pots that you can plant all your herbs in. You can plant your lettuces. Try something. Just experiment.
Đơn giản lắm. Có nghĩa là mình cứ lấy cái cuốc cần mà. Mình cứ xới đất trồng xổm lên một cái, xong mình đặt cái cốc cũng xuống mình phủ lên 15-20 phân đất rất bình thường, xong một cái là như vậy là nó bò ra một cái là như vậy không phải tưới, bởi vì đây là vùng cao nguyên đấy.
In Silent City things growing round, got food enough to feed the world. Times run, but clean air and water enough to last. Global warming is a thing of the past, and global warming is a thing of the past.
The compassionate vegan lifestyle not only saves the planet, but also redefines the human race. Vegan and vegetarian elite have formed a circle of new cultural leaders. They shared with us their thoughts on what an animal-free lifestyle has meant to them.
If you look at the record books, I'm in the top five for the longest consecutive streak of playing without missing a game. You know, and I attribute that because of vegetarianism, because of taking care of myself. And many games I would play every minute of the game, 48 minutes. And the guy I'm playing against would ask me, how do you keep running? How do you keep doing this every night? In the NBA, you play three or four nights a week, and plus you practice every day. So for me, I found by becoming vegetarian, I was able to have greater endurance. I was able to maintain my strength. I was able to be leaner and faster. I was able to recover game after game, day after day, practice after practice. And even as a 40-year-old player in Spain and Italy and Greece, I was still practicing twice a day and playing twice a week with guys half my age.
ورزش ما ورزشیه که به تعادل ین و یانگ میپردازه. ما فقط جنبه فیزیکی و حرکات فیزیکی نیست. ما باید روی روحمون هم کار کنیم. اگه ورزش رسمی با گیاهخواری توأم نشه، به خشونت منجر میشه. ورزش ما به کمک گیاهخواری میتونه از نوع شفقت بالاتری دست پیدا کنه. همینطور رو بچه‌ها که آزمایش میکنم، اینا وقتی گیاهخوار میشن شفقت بیشتری نسبت به حیوانات، طبیعت، درخت و هوای خوب پیدا میکنن. اینها گرایش بیشتری پیدا میکنن. در نهایت تکامل روحی جسمی هر انسانی من فکر میکنم به واسطه گیاهخواری به وجود میاد. آرامش بهتر و توان جسمانی بهتر.
God made the world, he certainly knew what we should be doing, and if he told us we should not be eating meat, well, we shouldn't be. I was at a very interesting conference in London that was represented from all the different faiths in the United Kingdom. Jains, Hindus, Buddhists, spiritualists, Christians, Muslims, just about everything you could think of, really. All giving the same message that God loved all his creatures, not just the humans, but if global warming is in any sense to be stopped, we need to stop these animals to consumption. Yes.
In a gift of love, Supreme Master Ching Hai has recommended that people be vegan. She showed us how to prepare easy, nutritious meals by graciously inviting viewers to her own warm and cozy kitchen.
Hello, beautiful people. Today you're going to cook with me again. Simple and nutritious food. And this is your omelette together with sausage and mushroom. That should be very, very energetic breakfast for the guy who goes out and fights with the world for survival. And we have also orange juice for him. And a little stick there is two marinated apricot for appetizer. You can treat yourself this way also, now and again, if you're not afraid of fatty food. Bon appetit. Good luck. Cook with love and eat with love. That's the main point. We are very lucky to have the food that we have, so heaven be praised.
Ever since you were a little girl, your heart went out to this world and you longed to make a difference, to wipe away all the tears, and you dedicated your existence to being the love you are. Supreme Master Ching Hai, With you we know that we're going to get by. All the darkness on this earth, when we look into your eyes, we see the hope Qinghai. Thank you for being compassion informed. To the world you are such a friend. There is a healing and you mend so many broken hearts, broken dreams. You paint a brand new scene, Qinghai. You teach us to fly, and we don't need to know why. But there is so much light that you bring. You help us discover our wings. You help our hearts to sing, remembering who we are. By looking into your heart and feeling compassion for all, it's hard to hold on to our walls when you are here, reminding us there's nothing to fear.
Alegres televidentes, fue un placer tener su compañía para el segmento final de Honrando las Artes, la Cultura, la Ciencia y la Compasión.
اکنون در سومین سالگرد تأسیس شبکه تلویزیونی امان از استاد اعظم چینگهای که عشق و فضیلتشان راهنمای برنامه‌های مثبت ما می‌باشند هر چه بیشتر سپاسگزاریم.
Chúng tôi cũng cảm ơn tất cả khán giả của truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư cho sự khích lệ của quý vị.
Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television.
신성한 보석이 여러분 삶의 앞날을 밝게 비추어 주길 기원합니다.
Et que la paix et la gloire soient accordées à la planète Terre.
Bonsoir, moi t'aime. Nous toutes félicitations et c'est avec grand plaisir que m'a annoncé qu'il y a célébré 3e année de Supreme Master Television.
Supreme Master Television.
Бид нэр энэ телевизийн ач холбогдлыг бол илүү өндөр үнэлж байгаа ял. Ингээд телевиз үзэж байгаа болон энэ телевизийг үздэг нийт хүмүүст бол энэ телевизийн ой мэдшлиг дэвшүүлээ.
Bonjour, je souhaite un bien joyeux et heureux anniversaire à Supreme Master Télécom et je vous encourage à continuer dans vos ambitions.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.